Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AUB at 6:31, 20 seconds to go right along with it on a Friday night right here on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers Sr., you there, interproduction manager, key grip, best boy, Peter Hoffman, choreographer, makeup artist, Paulie Rosenberg, there on the other side of the glass, and 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for a 3.5 hour Friday schmooze. No baseball for the second consecutive Friday. What is going on with the scheduling? Sal Licata coming your way at 10. Maybe he can explain why this week we had a 4 o'clock game, a 3 o'clock game, and no game today on Friday for both New York baseball teams. What kind of scheduling is this? I don't think in my lifetime, which goes back to Lincoln when he was in the White House already, the only Republican I ever voted for. But the bottom line is that I can't remember ever, once the season started, that we have two consecutive Fridays without New York baseball. That is unholy. What is it? All right, let me get in. We'll address that or undress that a little bit later on in the program, especially if no one's calling. Once upon a time, a long time ago, once upon a time, there was the week that was with David Frost. He once sat down to interview the crooked Richard Nixon and could never stand up straight ever again. Well, now we have Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, who sits down as a stand-up comedian. So, taking that was, and this is now with this past week, we look at the New York Metropolitans with Jacob Sy-Grom and his kids, and we take a look at the New York Yankees and see Con Edison power, and then we don't. We know this after a week. The New York Metropolitans will not get to 11-1, and neither will the New York Yankees, not with 11 on the injured list.
Live from New York.
That was the week that was.
Robinson Cano goes deep in his first at bat as a New York Met.
That was the week that was.
Gone. Cool Hand Luke fills the void. Hits one to Detroit.
That was the week that was.
3-1 to Alonso, and he drives one to center field. Robles chasing back. It's going to beat him and go over his head and hop against the wall.
Now be a 1-2. Struck him out swinging. Ball game over. Baltimore win.
That was the week that was.
The guys we have in there are certainly capable of scoring runs. We just got to continue to grind away and find a way right now when we are a little depleted.
Help. Struck him out swing on a breaking ball.
Help.
Struck him out. One away.
Help.
Second strikeout for Boyd.
Help.
Struck him out swing on a breaking ball in the dirt.
That was the week that was.
You saw all the hits the other ways to keep the rally going, and it ended up we needed it.
Our people.
2-2 to McNeil. And he rips one down the right field line. That is a fair ball going into the corner. Conforto will score. It's an RBI double for Jeff McNeil.
That was the week that was.
The ball game is over. The Washington Nationals have spoiled the Mets' home opener here at Citi Field.
It's a three-run home run, the second home run of the day. It is Glaber Day.
Won't you please, please help me?
Well, listen, there may be, for the second consecutive Friday, no baseball, but what? You think we're not going to be talking about the Mets and the Yankees? What do you think? Of course we will. By the way, here is something, because, listen, it's such a big story already. How could I miss saying something about this? Actually, we were talking about this a little bit last night. Not too much. But we were talking about it, a little bit from last night. Here is something to think about with the Jets, the New York Jets, and the color black. Especially if you, as a Jet fan, never want to see a Jet looking anything like an Oakland Raider. Since no Jet fan right now seems to see a silver lining with any Jet wearing black. My question would be this. If we were, for the sake of conversation, and isn't that why we're here? If the New York Jets were to wear black for every single regular season and postseason game and get into the Super Bowl wearing black and win it, would you take that? My guess is you would. We were more than flattered earlier today, and in fact, we were floored as we were flattered, to hear Jim Ross, the famous wrestling announcer, say to Carlin and to Maggie and to Bart, "Me here, you there," and how he would be listening to the fan driving home late at night. We wonder if Jim would remember Ray Stevens and Pat Patterson and one of my favorites as a younger man, Kenji Shibuya. We hear Jim will not be involved in WrestleMania 35 come Sunday, but we also hear some 80,000 will be at the stadium to see what has become very popular entertainment. And everybody knows there is no way to free yourself from the Boston Crab. I never saw anybody as a kid or even now involved with the Boston Crab get free from it. I think most wrestling fans would agree. And Jim Ross, very flattered to hear you acknowledge from late night driving home, listening to the fan. Here's why the Russell Wilson rumor to the New York... Here's another top story. Let's face it already. What? You know, you would think it's February with this kind of... with everything. Here's why the Russell Wilson rumor to the New York Football Giants is a rumor ripe for the picking. Now, let us go back to 2015. Russell Wilson let the draft play itself out, and then he began to negotiate for the extension during the summer, right before camp, waiting a little bit more for the cornerback market to play itself out before signing his deal with Seattle. But now he's got this lookout April 15 deadline for any new deal he will eventually sign. Keep in mind, he has a 1 year and $17 million deal left and a $25 million cap hit. Eli, with 1 year and $17 million coming to him, also with the $23 million cap hit. So what are you thinking? Why am I? Well, you know from me already. Why would I bring this up? Because I'm not as smart as some of the others on this radio station. Do you think Russell Wilson seriously is going to come to the New York Football Giants? Why are we talking about this? Why am I listening to this? And why am I even putting this in the opening of the program? Who thinks seriously that Russell Wilson is coming to the New York Football Giants, and what? Eli is going to play the first half, and Wilson is going to play the second half. Here's a guess. Eli will sign an extension before Russell Wilson ever comes to the New York Football Giants.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.